from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Specs in Dallas off of North Central Expressway. And coming up in the Expressway and the Lunch Rush, there will be not one, not two, but three Specs gift cards to be given away. There's also a whiskey tasting going on here.
You got to swing through in here.
Exactly.
Get these, though.
In addition to the humidor, all the spirits available. They have a deli here. They have amazing desserts. There are a lot of reasons. And we're here.
Cheeses, too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of cheeses over there.
Woo! Lots of cheeses.
You all need to charcuterie it up. They got you.
I'm going to go check out the cheeses. In the meantime.
Cheeses crust.
Yes. I still think that's a viable name for a pizza place. All right. So we've talked about this a lot off air.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of what we hear from Chris Young. Maybe it's because of what we hear from Bruce Bochy and a whole bunch of other things. Do you feel like Ray Davis and maybe the Rangers as a whole have to sell why CY and Bochy should want to return for 2025 and beyond? And I want to add to this, Mike, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here. I think this will become more apparent if the Rangers did have like a salary dump before the end of the month. Now we're coming up on the end of the month, but if they did a salary dump that they just got rid of all these players so they could save some money, then I feel like it becomes even more important to try to sell like, we need you to stay.
At this time next week, we will know if they are trying to save, as Jared Sandler said yesterday, up to $12 million.
Right.
I hope not, because if I'm Bruce Bochy and I'm Chris Young, I would struggle in those jobs, especially because Bruce Bochy, as far as I know, is going to manage one more year and then retire from baseball for good. I hope not. I hope he signs like another extension for another year or two with the Texas Rangers. I'd love to keep him around. But Bochy came back and he saw something we didn't see.
Yes.
He saw a team that could contend, and we didn't. And we thought he was insane. And then he went on and won the World Series in his first year. But if they go into a position where they're saying, hey, we're not really going to try to contend. If we do, we do. I've seen that show before. It's called 2017 through 2020. It didn't go well. Where you're kind of in this middle of, we're not going for it, but we're also not rebuilding. And you're like, well, what are we doing? Like, we're just going to kind of try to win 81 games and cheer that on? I don't know. I don't know the future of the Texas Rangers, but we'll know a week from now. But Chris Young is a free agent.
Yes.
And I guess I'll say this before I go further. I thought what was key, if you listened to us yesterday, if you didn't listen to it, I know it's on YouTube. It's up on YouTube. You can listen to us interview Bruce Bochy yesterday. I thought throughout that interview, Bruce Bochy talked about next year.
He did.
Not like he's giving up on this year, but he mentioned a lot of things about what they can do different. And if he wasn't talking like that, sometimes we read into it and go, oh, he's thinking about not coming back, or he's not coming back. Bruce Bochy yesterday in that interview made me confident that he is coming back for next year. But I know things can change in the next 6 weeks to 3 months if behind the scenes things don't go the way that he wants to, because he doesn't need this anymore. He has all the money he needs. He's
all the legacy he needs.
Yeah, he's going into the Hall of Fame, all of those things.
Yeah, but he only has the one championship.
He has four.
With the Rangers, Kevin. Yeah. He needs four here or three here.
I think, Corey, I just wonder. I don't know. I don't know Ray Davis very well. I've met him. Seems like a very nice guy. I don't know all the owners that are kind of combined, but Ray's the main guy. Are they thinking about letting Chris Young go and going in another direction, or are they just waiting till the season ends? Does Chris Young want to come back no matter what? I don't know these answers. I'm throwing this out as questions to you, Corey, because I honestly don't know. In a weird way, I don't know the future of the general manager of the Texas Rangers. I think it's Chris Young. I want it to be Chris Young.
Yeah, whenever I hear Chris Young talk, and we hear Mungie Bag every week, is it 420 whenever he hops on with them?
Yes.
Somewhere in that range? Whenever I hear Chris Young talk, the competitive nature of him makes me think that he's dissatisfied with this year, and that all the talk that he had before the season was we're setting the new standard, and these players aren't living up to it. But I do wonder if he has the
chutzpah?
The guts to say, hey, look, I was wrong about a bunch of guys. I got to go through this part of the rodeo. You know, I have to go through this part where I'm going to have to move on from guys that I love, I care about because they helped us win a World Series. But at the same time, these guys aren't cutting it. And we've done enough studying on what they're doing, why they're doing. We're keeping eyes on what they're doing in the clubhouse, how they're responding. Because Boach says it's not a lack of preparation for
it.
It's not a lack of effort. You know, that's all still there. But when they step up to the plate, they aren't producing at all. So I think there is a lot of Chris Young has to look at it and say there's a reality that I didn't do good enough on my second time around to try and defend this title. Because this year, if anything we're talking about when it comes to the finances of the future of this team, that didn't affect this year except for Jordan Montgomery. And Kevin, quite honestly, how did that affect what's happening with the hitting this year?
Yeah.
Other than maybe the spirit of the team not bringing the entire thing back.
And I do – this might be loser talk right here. I think I do give the front office and the ownership in general a pass on the lack of offense, because I don't feel like anybody saw that coming. Not that you thought, like, hey, we're automatically going to be top three, but – I really felt like this was going to be a damn good offense. I feel like there were a lot of statistical trends to lead you into that direction. So I feel like I give them a bit of a pass on the offense, because I don't think people were sitting back going, you just watch.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I thought worst case scenario would be like the 10th best offense.
Sure.
Okay, like, all right. So they didn't repeat as a top five offense in Major League Baseball. Fine, they're 10th.
Yeah.
Not the best, but livable, just a down year. But now you're like, oh my gosh. This is one of the worst offenses in all of baseball. And so now you have to go, how many different players do I need in my lineup next year? And I don't have anybody in the minor leagues, my opinion, that can help me offensively next year. Now, the one guy who hasn't played much this year is Evan Carter. So I can add Evan Carter to my lineup, who was out of the lineup since mid-May or early May, whatever, you know, time that he exited the lineup. But I'm like, what else do I do? My opinion is I don't have much in the minor.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The league's ready to help offensively.
Exactly.
And if I don't have any budget to go get offensive players,
mm-hmm.
I can't add any offense to my team unless they're like, let's just say $3 million, maybe $5 million or less on a 1 to 2 year deal, which, like, I want Carson Kelly back. That might be the one guy that's a free agent that you bring back that's a offensive player, not a non-pitcher. Carson Kelly really doesn't do much for you offensively. He's an okay offensive hitter catchers-wise, and he'll bat 7th, 8th, or 9th next year in your lineup. But, gosh, I don't know. I don't know what to do now with this team. Like, this has to be really tough meetings to go, guys, this was bad.
Okay.
If you're Chris Young, you do have the leverage in the situation of, he knows that you're good at this. You're
sure.
Good enough to convince Boach to get here. But you do also have to wonder, like, this guy's now proven he's shrewd and
sure.
And he's going to be that way. If I go too far with it, he's going to be like, fine, I'll find anybody to be a GM. I got my World Series. I can be a baseball club. We've done this before, and we can figure out how to do the money thing on our own.
I hope that's not the case. I don't feel like I can totally rule that
yeah.
out. So
I hope it's not the case either.
All right, couple things. Somebody asked in the fan text, like, has Chris Young been asked about his contract? So just a few days ago on G-Bag, he was asked about it. And he goes, you know me, I'm a low-key, not seeking the spotlight kind of guy. Where hopefully things will work out, blah, blah, blah. So he kind of gave, like, the answer that you would anticipate. But this, I actually like this text. I really do. From the 817. Does CY have all of your families held hostage in his basement? Big decisions. Signing DeGrom, trading for Scherzer, not accumulating assets at the trade deadline were failures. Stop acting like he's the best. The reason why I like that text is because it shows the passion that we talked about needing. That's like a New York or a Boston passion right there. All right. So here's what I would say about a couple of those things. I agree with 1 and 3. Thus far, signing Jacob DeGrom has been an absolute disaster. Like, Ace, it will go down as one of the worst signings in baseball history at this point. Accumulating assets at the trade deadline. I also agree that I wish we would have done more of that. However, when the Rangers are defending their title and they're only 3.5 games back, give or take around that time, it's probably tough to sell it all out. The trade for Scherzer, I don't have an issue for that because I don't feel like you gave that much up in it at all. And here's the fundamental thing. We have not even completed a full season since he was the general manager of the first Rangers team to ever win the World Series. That buys plenty of time with me. I understand fans are different. They might be done because this season has been very poor. That buys plenty of time, appreciation, and credit with me. So even if the Rangers, I'm not going to lie, the Rangers can suck next year too. And if CY is back, I'll still be like, I'm glad he's our guy.
Yeah, I think
the way you said that, I was like, oh man, where's he going with this?
I just want to be honest.
Yeah.
Chris Young has a major passion for baseball. And I don't want to say, like, hey, if I'm just taking this other guy's point. If you want to just say it was just pure luck, then fine. You can say it's pure luck. It's tough. It's tough for a franchise that's been around since 1972.
To purely luck into a World Series.
All of a sudden, a guy kind of took over, and I get it. I'm with you. The Jacob DeGrom thing is not good. In fact, I was shocked the other day when he was throwing his bullpen and the ownership was in the bullpen.
Yeah.
I think it goes to show they're like, this is where I'm wondering. Like, are they I hate saying this. Are they not happy with the Jacob DeGrom signing?
Gotta be, right?
And they're now like, I'm going to go watch him throw a bullpen.
Like, they're going to figure out, here's what's like, happening, Corey. We
like,
watch.
It's not like, I mean, nothing against Ray Davis. It's not like Ray Davis is going to watch, like, oh, his spin rate was good there, and I like the movement. Like, he's not, but he was watching for some reason. I don't know why, but he was watching for some reason. And to me, the only thing that makes sense is he's watching because it's his financial investment in the history of the Texas Rangers per year. I guess Corey Seager makes more over an extended amount of time, but I don't know what Ray Davis is thinking. To me, it just makes me wonder, when you're watching bullpens of Jacob DeGrom before he pitches for Frisco and possibly comes back, I don't know. I don't know where this organization is. I don't know. I think Chris Young wants to come back, but I also think he wants to try to push one more time with Bruce Bochy as the manager, because most likely, why am I drawing a blank? The guy on the bench, former outfielder, Will Venable.
Will Venable.
He's going to be the manager in 2026. He's going to be the manager, probably gets a three-year deal. He turned down offers to interview for managerial jobs after they won the World Series. Why would you do that? If there's only 30 jobs and you just won the World Series and you're the bench coach and you're the top three option for almost every organization that's looking for a new manager, and you say, I'm not interviewing with anybody. I don't care the organization. Wouldn't it make sense? You've kind of maybe been promised that you're the next Rangers manager of the Texas Rangers when Bruce Bochy retires.
And you stick around. And you stick around because they're going to act like a top five market team, not because they're going to say, you know what, we're going back to being a farm team. Like, that's why you would stick around if that's the case.
And I understand not going into crazy budgets. It's very tough to be the Dodgers. The Dodgers, I think I remember seeing this, they might get $500 million a year off their TV deal. And the Rangers before Bally's, you know, balked on paying, was at 110.
Okay.
I think they get 500. I think the Yankees get right around $500 million a year for their local TV contract. So I get it. They're clearing $300 to $400 million more dollars just on one thing, the TV contract.
Yeah.
So I don't know where this organization is going. I'm thinking after yesterday, Bruce Bochy wants to come back. I think Chris Young wants to be the general manager, and I think Ray Davis and company want Chris Davis and Bruce Bochy to stick around. But what's the motivation of ownership versus the motivation of, and I'm going to put them in the same category, Chris Young and Bruce Bochy?
I don't know exactly how to pair those up together, man. I don't know exactly what they want.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Quite a spirited discussion. A lot of feedback. Man, I said this. I don't think this is a bad thing. There are a lot more, I guess, upset or down on CY and the Rangers fans out there than I thought. I think that is an unfair take because I would also argue without the moves for Scherzer and Chapman, you don't even make the playoffs. I wonder about some moves that fell into place because you did make the DeGrom signing, even though I think that was a terrible signing. And I think there are other things to balance this out that you really have to look at. But I appreciate the passion from the Rangers fans out there.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.